news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Tuesday night, all the major TV networks were played as Donald Trump delivered a primetime Oval Office speech, the first of his presidency, that contained nothing to warrant an Oval Office speech and was chock full of lies. Trump repeated his demand for $5.7 billion in border wall money to end the government shutdown. He falsely claimed that there's a national security crisis at the southern border. Critics panned the speech for its lies and misrepresentations. Even Fox.
He made a number of claims there, speaking specifically about murder rates among those who are undocumented immigrants. The government statistics show that there is less violent crime by the undocumented immigrant population than by the general population. He called it a crisis of the heart and soul. He talked about drug crossings for the border, but government statistics show much of the heroin actually comes not over the unguarded border, but through ports of call. He talked about undocumented crossings over the past months. In fact, the number of undocumented crossings over the southern border has been steadily down over the last 10 years, and the government reports that there is more outward traffic than inward traffic. As for the trade deal he mentioned with Mexico, which he said would pay for the wall, that trade deal is not yet complete. And the president said that law enforcement professionals have requested the $5.7 billion. It's he who requested it. And it's he who said he would own the shutdown.
The Democrats were ready with a response, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi teaming up.
There is no challenge so great that our nation cannot rise to meet it. We can reopen the government and continue to work through disagreements over policy. We can secure our border without an ineffective, expensive wall. And we can welcome legal immigrants and refugees without compromising safety and security. The symbol of America should be the Statue of Liberty, not a 30-foot wall.
The fact is, the women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge, a challenge that President Trump's own cruel and counterproductive policies have only deepened. And the fact is, President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
Bernie Sanders delivered his own response online, in which he pointed out some real crises affecting the U.S.
And maybe here's the biggest crisis of all. The scientific community has made it very clear in telling us that climate change is real and is causing devastating harm to our country and the entire planet. And they have told us, in no uncertain terms, that if we do not transform our energy system away from fossil fuel, our nation and our planet, and the planet we will be leaving our kids and grandchildren, may well become unhealthy and even uninhabitable in the not-so-distant future.
It wasn't planned as an official response to Trump's speech, but Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez appeared on Rachel Maddow's show and did weigh in.
I cannot tell you the amount of dysfunction that this president is advancing. We now have over 100 new members of this freshman class. I cannot even get laptops to my caseworkers on the ground in the Bronx and Queens so that they can process the needs of our constituents. We cannot get their casework started because we can't even get laptops in the hands of our district offices because the president has decided to hold the paychecks of everyday Americans hostage so that he can fulfill a campaign I don't even want to call it a promise, a campaign fantasy that the vast majority of Americans disapprove of. And not only that, but in the actual address, there was falsehood after falsehood. And we have to make sure that we get our facts straight. Everyday immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than native-born Americans. And not only that, but the women and children on that border that are trying to seek refuge and seek opportunity in the United States of America with nothing but the shirt on their backs are acting more American than any person who seeks to keep them out ever will be.
Trump is scheduled to visit the border on Thursday, a trip he's already claimed is nothing more than a photo op. Breaking news Wednesday morning as Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein announces he'll exit the Justice Department as soon as a new attorney general is confirmed. One thing that Trump's address to the nation did was get Trump's Russia troubles off the front page. Well, It's back. Paul Manafort's attorneys Tuesday filed a response to the special counsel's determination that Manafort breached his plea agreement by lying to prosecutors. The defense argued Manafort did not lie, but simply forgot important details due to extenuating circumstances. But the news that has everyone talking comes from the filing from Manafort's lawyers, who made a huge mistake in how they redacted the response. Anyone who used a simple copy and paste command was allowed to see what was behind the black lines of redaction, including the facts that Manafort discussed a Ukraine peace plan, met in Madrid, and shared internal Trump campaign polling data with Konstantin Kilimnik. Can you say collusion? I got good news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.